Yo, this is the Power of the People show. This is your boy Sugar Ray. It's Friday night. Time is 10:31. I got my fellas out. We out in Frisco. The Power of the People show, baby. What up, fellas? What's up?
What's going on?
I got Dwell Morgan. I got my boy Kristen. What's up? Let yourself be known, Chris.
What's good? This is Christian Stevens, straight out of Philly.
And you got the infamous Corey.
Young Corey.
So look. So look, we fellas out here under the sky tonight with the stogies blazing and we're just having conversations, right? So the Power of the People show. The flow open. Kristen got something on his mind we want to talk about tonight. He got this Philadelphia shit on.
Well, first of all,
my language about the
first of all, before we get started, I wanna thank Ray for blessing my house with the Power of the People podcast. This is probably the first time y'all can actually hear what people got to say.
This guy.
So
we made a special.
Thank me for the clarity that you about to be exposed to. So let's go ahead and get it started, Ray. What you got to say?
So it's a special edition tonight. The Stevensons. Special edition. Stogies and Stevensons.
I'm not even going to hold it to get you that you don't know my last name. You in my house drinking my liquor, smoking my cigar, and don't even know a nigga last name.
Stevens,
but it's good. I ain't going to hold that against you. I'm going to blame it on the pregnancy brain. That's what I'm going to do.
I swear somebody
talk about
it.
Last
let's
name
talk about
right
it.
Here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
How you doing with the pregnancy brain. I mean, she's pregnant, not me. The wife.
You're pregnant. You just don't know what you're
doing. And that's what we're going to kick it off. The name of this episode is You Don't Know Shit.
You don't know a motherfucker. You don't know a motherfucker.
I feel like this
kind of
gets personal.
Oh my God.
Is this poignant in the individual or this is just a random brotherhood night?
This is almost an intervention, bro.
Is this the black husbands of Frisco conversation?
But is this not the reality of just living life in a modern century with Google and all this shit
that tells you what you're doing?
Yeah, he a Packers fan too.
Ain't quite right, right? Like every time you think you're fucking doing something right, Google fucking corrects your ass, or somebody with a YouTube channel or a podcast say, "Oh yeah, nah, you ain't doing it quite right, son." You know, it's
Yeah.
You don't know shit nowadays, man. Even if you know shit, right? Like every time you think you know something, you don't know it.
Well, I'm sure it's not the first time we've heard this, but if you're the smartest person in the room,
exactly.
You in the wrong fucking room.
Hold on. I don't think I heard you say it. I don't think I heard you say that again.
I said if you're the smartest person in the room, you in the wrong motherfucking room.
Okay.
So let the point be known. The name of this podcast is You Don't Know Shit. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
If you in a room where you don't know shit,
ignorance is bliss.
Sorry, so that's where we're at.
Okay.
You don't know shit tonight.
Let me lay out the scene. We got Corey.
Yeah, Corey.
No kids.
None. Zero.
We got Ray. Kid on the way.
Young bachelor.
We got Dwelvin.
One in the game.
One kid.
One in the game, baby.
And we got Mr. Stevens, myself,
Dukes.
With two kids. So we got every perspective that we need to discuss.
Okay.
What it truly means to be a black father.
Can I say this?
No, speak up, bro.
Okay, I got you. No, we on. Go ahead.
When it's blinking. Yeah. Okay. Say that again.
Most people are like, oh, well, you know, black men don't take care of their kids and absentee fathers and all this other stuff, man. Listen.
We good. So when it's
no
blinking,
lie. Got you. Sorry. No lie. So one day, I put my daughter down for a nap. It's, you know, it's just me, my kid, the dog. I hear some screaming down the hall. We you know, moved from Fort Worth in Frisco into an apartment or whatever. So we're, you know, this goes on for about 15 minutes. No response. I go outside. My daughter is still asleep. I go outside. There is an ethnicity is not even important, but there's a child outside that's crying. And I decide I want to go outside and see what's going on, right? Pick the baby up.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, there's a child out here by herself screaming. Pick her up.
Ethnicity is important.
Okay, so we'll say,
because if you pick up a white kid in Frisco,
for sure. Asian baby.
Go ahead. You pick up a white kid in Frisco,
it's a problem.
That ain't yours.
It's a problem. I already know what this is.
What you mean? What you mean when you say you pick up a white kid in Frisco that enjoys, like, using, like, all the Amber Alerts gonna go off or something?
You get one or two choices.
A lot of people podcast is international, so everybody might not know that Frisco is in the heart of Texas. We talk about Dallas, Texas. We talk about
the north side,
the city where you can be a black man in your own apartment and the cops can walk in and shoot you.
Absolutely. These are facts.
So we going there.
Okay, so let me.
We talking about
a
city where
you
can be a transgender woman, get beat up in front of a crowd, and they blame you.
Absolutely.
So they say, you saying they think
we talking about a city
more respect for anything than the black.
They don't
man.
Give a damn about the infrastructure in the Hispanic community. Blow up a house and kill a kid.
Talk about
it. And ain't nobody cut a check yet.
Talk this about
Hispanic
it.
Hispanic people in Frisco?
Absolutely.
So, everywhere. This is Texas.
So,
when I say
I don't see many Hispanic people in Frisco.
When I say you pick up a white kid that ain't yours,
you got Amber Alert.
But I have a story behind that one. So this kid is screaming. No. But check me out though.
But check me out though. He's like, I'm not picking up no.
But check
kid.
Me out though. This not kid is screaming for 15 bottle. Minutes straight. She's screaming like she's screaming her head off for 15 minutes straight, and I can hear it. So I go outside and I go pick her up. So another young black gentleman apparently has no kids. He comes out. He says, "Hey man, I heard the same thing too." So I pick her up and I say, "Honey, it's going to be okay." So I go knocking on doors. Mind you, I have a neighbor to the right of me who was white. A neighbor at the time was in front of me who was white. The neighbor who was closest to the child, which is down the hallway, closest to the door, who was white. Nobody opens their doors. I pick the child up. I'm like, "You know what? I don't know who your parents are." And I'm like, "All right, well, I'll just take you into my apartment until we figure this out." And just so happened, her dad, which I know, I don't know him personally, but I see him around.
Yeah, you give him a head nod.
I give him a head nod.
You can really hear it now.
And he says, "Hey," he doesn't speak any English. He's like, "Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's you know, here's my baby." And I'm like, "Fam, I couldn't imagine." Terrible.
Go ahead.
But I pick her up and I give her to her dad, and in my head I'm thinking, there's no way on this earth of mine my child could walk out of my door and I not hear her crying for 15. It's not like, you know, 5 or 10. This is a whole 15 minute, you know, thing or whatever. And she's near the door, so she opens this door, she gets out, and then it's just like
you said they were Chinese?
They were they are Korean, if I'm not mistaken.
So what was going on?
Well, you know, in some Asian
I have no
cultures,
idea.
The value of a female baby is not as
watch out.
I'm just saying. In some cultures.
What's that?
Asian cultures,
but here's the thing, though. You don't have any kids, right? If you walk out tonight and see a kid crying on the corner, you're not going to just be like,
"Oh, y'all fuck this kid. Y'all don't even know y'all into it." Y'all gonna be so good.
This is a good cigar.
That's why I go to it.
I'm just saying,
it's smooth.
Continue your story.
But yeah. I say all of that to say this.
Long story less long.
A black man, because I do have a child, and the kid I picked up was a girl. She was a little girl. What goes through your mind as a parent, being a black male? Your daughter is crying out for you, and you don't know where she is. And you're just,
keep talking, man.
So let's get back to the point.
You don't know shit. Black dads. We'll name it black dads.
Well, no. So I think we want to get into
your story.
Well, we don't know shit about.
Okay. So what you don't know, because you got one on the way. He's coming. Young Ray J. Young Ray J.
It's Ray Ray.
You can call him if you want.
You're right. We say dad named Clay. I'm calling Clay. You dig what I'm saying? But the level of responsibility that you're going to come into as a father is going to surpass anything that you've ever done before in your life. You can say, once you leave your parents' house, I'm grown, I got my own spot, I got my own little situation, and I got X, Y, and Z. But caring for another human being, bro, that's going to take, honestly, when they say, you know what, you give up your life for your child, that's God's honest truth.
So where's the bar? Where's the bar as far as fatherhood is concerned?
I'm just going to play devil's advocate
By all means.
That's what you're for. Or any children.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a single man perspective.
Give it to me.
Maybe I'll give my perspective. And, to me, it's...
Why are you talking so casual? Like, you macking.
Am I...
Cause he on that slower low.
He don't even know he buzzed. He buzzed. He don't even know he buzzed.
That nigga on that 84 proof, that 42%.
Hold on, Leon Phelps over here.
Hey man. No, but man, so I can only kind of live vicariously, I suppose, through my sister. I have lots of my brother has. Five kids. My
shit. Your brother sister, G.
My older sister has four. Older sister has five. Sorry, five.
Your brother's even pulling out.
my younger sister. My younger sister. Your brother's I am an uncle to about 11 or so nieces and nephews.
Let me tell you guys, y'all 13 minutes in, y'all haven't got no fucking word.
Cohesion.
But go ahead.
See, you're always rushing the podcast, man.
Cohesion.
You see how Joe Rogan does it? His shit normally lasts 2 or 3 hours, man.
Let's keep going. I'm just letting you know we're 13 minutes in. We ain't got no.
But my point being is that right. So, kids can be raised by anybody, man.
Really, anybody?
Anybody?
From the devil advocate's perspective. So he could
kids,
be right.
I mean, parents are not always the best rear of children.
Absolutely. So what you're saying is, this is not necessarily the
direct
best
parents are not always
but
the best.
Anybody, kid can be raised by anybody. Not necessarily you have to be the right parent or get the right guy. But anybody can raise a kid in any direction they want to. That's what you're going.
Okay. Yeah. So that's fine.
A random kid just running around. You're like, man, why is nobody taking care of this kid? It's like, well, perhaps they have a completely different conception of how children are reared, right?
That's true.
In a society where India, where
you ever been to China?
Millions and billions of people, right?
You ever been to China?
I haven't.
You've been to India?
He's going to be.
I have not. I have coworkers they told me about that. I have not.
But I can think of
If you've been there, how could you unless you lived there for some time?
All right, let me take a quick survey.
Either lived or been there. Right. You gotta have lived there for
furthest you traveled outside the U.S.
What do you
Furthest you traveled outside the U.S.
Cabo San Lucas.
Furthest, right?
Puerto Rico.
Canada.
Okay.
So Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is further
to
Jamaica.
Okay. I've been to London, Paris. I've been to...
Hold on now.
Puerto Rico is
further. I feel like, you know, like...
Oh, you just got to say country.
Let's not jump in there. Let's not jump to trying to qualify.
No, I'm not.
Don't try to qualify because you've traveled somewhere.
No, I'm not. No, he's talking about being the different cultures, experiencing cultures.
I'm just talking about the...
Then why does it matter where we've been?
No,
you got to ask
about where you've been.
Okay, so...
I'm just asking.
It's about being...
I'm just asking for the perspective. The frame of reference. I'm just trying to understand the frame of reference.
Because you got to understand. Yeah. You have to visit places to understand the culture and experience.
No, you ain't even got to visit places to understand the frame of reference. Well, I'm just trying to understand
the mind frame of everything.
Scope.
Scope
of reference. So, because I know a lot of people, I work with a lot of people that are from India. I work for a Japanese company. Okay. And the culture here in the U.S., once they arrive, the people that leave their country to come here,
still live.
That's a different frame of reference. That's a different type of person that's willing to leave their home. Like, and I asked that question, how far outside the U.S. have you been? Because we live, by most regards, in the greatest country there is on this earth. So we ain't got no reason to leave.
As they say.
We ain't got no reason to leave. But if they've left to come here, they left for a reason.
Okay.
That's the only reason I'm asking.
Let's keep it in the scope of kids, though.
So when you talk about raising kids, and you leave your home where your family, your support system, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, everybody at, you leave all of that to come here to raise your kids, it's because they see something here that they can't get where they at.
But, Christian, to their point, it's necessarily because they moved here. I got it. It's good. It's going to pick it up. Because they moved here. It's necessary. It's not about them actually raising their kids. It's a quality of life. Because when
it's always
I say,
about raising their kids.
It's a quality of life.
It's
well, let me
always
tell you
about
why.
Raising
and
their
let
kids.
Let me tell you this. And I'm going to give you perspective. Wait before you chime in. So I'm going to give you perspective. As far as people that move here from a country that comes to third world countries and whatever. So they come here, right? About raising their kids, want their kids to have a better life, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put our kids in our public schools, right? But then they go to those public schools and say, hey, I don't want my child to learn this. I don't want my child to have to do this and do this. And you know why? Because they want their child to hold on to some of their traditions from back home.
Fair.
No. Time out. I got you.
And when I say that, because it's certain things as our government change, our economy change, and different things as the melting pot comes, and you have neighborhoods that's for these cultures and the neighborhoods for these cultures, right? And they want America, their comfort zone, to feel like it's back home. They left their country for a better country, for a better way of life, but they want the feeling of back home. Sometimes those people can't adjust to the new country, and they feel like the laws and the rules of this new country doesn't exemplify what they truly believe because they have been conditioned by their country.
I disagree.
Okay.
Everybody at this table is a black man.
Absolutely.
I have coworkers that have told me flat out, I brought my family here to the United States. I put them in your public school system. Because the only way they can get the quality of education that they receive here in the public system, I got to pay for it at home.
Right.
So I'm going to take advantage of your free education. Yeah,
free education.
But then guess what I'm going to do?
But you're not
going
to read.
I'm going
but
to
I'm
pay.
I'm not going to do the pledge of allegiance.
No, here you go. It ain't even about that. I'm going to pay for my kid to go to school on Saturday and Sunday at the Chinese school, at the Spanish immersion school, at the Indian school to maintain our culture.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to take advantage of your free math, science, English, and history.
As they should.
And then I'm going to make sure my kid is grounded in our culture.
And
guess who don't do that? Guess who don't do that? But guess, no, hear me out.
Hear
me out. Guess who does not do that?
Who?
The black community.
Why? Because we're not coming from another country.
Hang on.
No, it ain't.
We are the third party country in this country.
No, it ain't got nothing to do about coming from another country. It got everything to do with not having a culture of our own.
Let me ask you a question.
You said coming from another country. It ain't.
I said.
You can have a culture within your country. You know how many different cultures they have in India? You know how many different cultures?
But this is what I'm.
You know how many different cultures they got in London?
But
in England,
this one question. What other culture that doesn't have their own country? What's the only culture that you know of that doesn't have their own country?
No, that's not the question.
That's the question I'm asking.
But the question is, what other culture does not claim the country that they're from?
No.
The continent that they're from.
No, that doesn't
have their own
country. Well, let's also let me make this very clear, right? Like you say we don't claim it, but like
We were not
brought over here
by choice,
by our own,
our own volition.
I feel like that's a very
fine. Your point
it's one thing to if you come over here of your own volition but you're brought over here and you're brought over here to be a slave, and they they literally condition out the idea of any kind of culture
relative
or
whatever
or
culture
group that you ever came from. Dangerous. Anybody that wants to control a human being is going to condition any idea of group ownership, of group participation and tradition out of you, right? That's the way you train an animal. That's what you do.
So African American is the only culture that doesn't have their own country.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 37.
How old are you?
27.
You're 27.
You fucking lie.
Nigga, you're minimum 35. Fuck out of here.
I'm 33, bro.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the problem, and not to diminish what you're saying, because it's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
We are several generations removed. Today,
we have a choice.
Generations removed of from what?
Slavery, from Jim Crow, from
slavery just ended in
400 years ago.
400 years ago, slavery? Like 100 years ago? You mean like
1863?
Like
1863.
But hang on, but listen,
we're like
listen,
not very long. We're like two ancestors,
and really not 100. Like Jim Crow. That's still still
so
fucking
let's start
straight
with
up
Jim
slavery.
Crow. Let's start with Jim.
Right,
Jim
it was 100 years ago. Really,
just think about your
like literally 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago. Right,
say it again.
Two generations.
Say it again. Your grandparents. So your grandparents.
Yes,
that's how close that is.
That's
fucking close.
You can't even say that's not like that's serious
it's
shit.
Real,
that's our grandparents were in that shit.
But that's close.
It's not like
okay,
no, our parents.
Okay, but here's the thing,
your
though.
Parents saw the end.
What
lessons? Close.
What lessons did you learn
from your grandparents?
Exactly.
No, because they don't. Oh, talk
I'll
about
tell
it.
You exactly what
yeah,
I learned.
They don't
no,
talk
we don't.
About
I
it.
Learned what I learned. What I learned, man.
How to survive?
Is, no, I mean, yeah, that. Yeah, I get. You know, yes, that
survive.
And
that's all you learned from your
and well,
that's
well,
all
let me
you
let me
you,
let me let me let me take it. Let me take it
My
like the step above
no.
that, right? Like not.
But
so so that's if you just look at the basic lesson. Yes, it's survival. But the actual to me, the actual lesson was just like, dude, man. You have human capital,
okay.
That nobody can fucking take away.
Okay,
so that's not survival.
You use that capital. That's survival.
No, it's
okay.
not.
That what, is
no,
survival.
No, but how many slaves do you own?
Hear me out.
How many
in this day and age
no,
and culture,
hear me out.
Though, right?
Hear me out.
Okay,
it's not about survival. That's learning how to thrive.
Exactly.
And survive.
No, survival.
Less,
survival
is
a bare necessity.
Thing, right?
yeah. Survival is hunting and
stuff,
gathering.
Right,
that's survival.
How you look at it.
No, survival is hunting and gathering. Survival is taking a crossbow, killing a deer, skinning that motherfucker down.
That's
survival.
That's will.
I agree it on both. I agree with that. But what he's saying, he said survival should be used.
Corey said human capital.
human capital.
When you
is,
talk about Corey said human capital, that's you're talking
that's
about
understanding how but, to okay. So let's thrive.
Hold on, no, wait.
But
Chris, no, you're talking about in our daytime survival here in our daytime. That's fucking walking down the fucking street to survive and make sure you don't get shot. Cutting your grass.
No.
Sure. Walking through somebody's yard. Or going to check your mailbox. That's survival. You have learned.
What is
survival?
So that's different.
No. So here we go. Here you go, Dick. Survival is understanding that when I got my CHL, my concealed handgun license, the federal agent that trained me told me, make sure your son and your daughter does not walk across the front lawn of your neighbor.
No, it's not legal.
Yeah, it is.
Because that legally is grounds.
Because legally they have grounds to shoot you. That's survival. Thriving is make sure you, Christian, have a CHL so when a motherfucker walk across your front lawn,
blows head off.
You can blow that motherfucker head off. That's learn how to thrive. In the system in which you win.
Dre said, hold on, we still here.
Yeah, we still here.
Of course.
So you talk about human capital. I'm agreeing with you 100%. We have wealth of human capital that we are not utilizing.
I do agree that the definition.
Baby girl, come soak up this knowledge.
I will agree that thriving. Survival is a very big. Yeah, I agree. But I also do. What I will also say is that it will. You've clarified the perspective, right? And I think, you know, you have to clarify the perspective when you even talk about it, because a lot of times when you can talk about survival in different types of aspects of society, business, all kinds of things, right? Survival, you know, can be, you know.
What up?
Hey, sweetie.
So my point is, we still in survivor mode as a culture.
We podcast on the backyard. I'm with you.
Everybody else is in thrive mode as a culture. So when we talk about the Indian culture, when we talk about the Chinese culture, when we talk about the Middle Eastern cultures that are here in the United States, they're in thrive mode.
But they figured out
how to manipulate our tax system. They figured out how to manipulate our small business loan system. They figured out how to manipulate our SBA loans.
So this is where, as a culture, we
are still focused on survival.
Exactly.
Because we still focused on walking
down the street and not getting shot by the cops.
So that's
when everybody else
because
is
that
focused
is
on
literally a part but, of but like every, shit that we have to deal with, right?
Yes.
So what are you saying?
But at what point do we say
enough is enough?
At what point do we say if that's still our battle?
Let me say this. So out of all these other cultures, I'm trying to bring up another subtle point.
Calm down.
We got you, boss. No, we on a slow and low. Ain't no calm down out here, motherfucker.
Get him, Tyson.
Go ahead, Corey.
Get him, little Mike Tyson.
Say your piece. Get him. Right. We in survival mode out this motherfucker.
Yeah, now I'm self-conscious and shit. But what I'm trying to say, though, Jews, Trey Indians, Asians, they do not dominate, physically dominate sports.
They don't need
they
to.
Don't phys- literally, they don't physically. Phys- no, not, it's not. No, well, let, me, let, me, let, me keep, let me keep. Let me finish the thought. Right. There is, to me, what I believe is that white people particularly, right? They as a culture, right? They think like, you know, Asians, Jews, whatever. Like, hey, they're playing on the same playing field mentally, right? Like, hey, they organize better than us, or you know, they do whatever better than us.
But I don't believe
whatever.
That. I think
what I don't think they can ever grasp their head around is that how the fuck are we so much better than them at almost every physical sport.
All right, so listen. So listen.
Why?
Guys,
how?
Fellas. Because,
and I think that fucking, that is right, so one Pearson, of the major things so that listen, drives.
So listen, let's take a break. I'm going to stop this and record this, and we're going to come right back. Is that the 30-minute break? So I'm going to stop this one and come right back. All right, Paul, the people, baby, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you guys. All right.
Damn, man.
Recording
the,
back
okay,
up.
Okay, go listen, ahead. Listen. Recording okay. back up. So Jesus. The entire antithesis.
Hold down. Cheers. Cheers to the show. Okay. Let's get a cheers in.
No.
Antithesis.
Antithesis is.
God dang it, this guy.
You have a.
Anti-titties, man. Whoa, I'm kidding. Jesus. Nobody's anti-titties around. Nobody's I've been damn, I'm smoking this from the wrong side, I think.
You need me to relight it for you.
Yes, please, man.
See, why you was hurt? See, you bugging me. I'm a whole grown man.
That's some Kevin Hart shit, man.
Right.
Damn, I'm the first person that's supposed to say Kevin Hart shit.
But
right?
I say, listen, break. Real spiel.
Go ahead, guys. Yeah, we're good.
You have a baby coming.
All right.
I think we've had all kinds of conversations. Where's your mental mind frame?
How you feeling, bro?
Oh, man. So my mental mind frame is I can't prepare no more for it.
So, first of all, time out.
Okay.
Preparedness is not essential to childbirth.
It's clearly not essential.
Because.
Not at all.
Is any man really prepared for it?
No, my cousin went to the hospital 2 days ago. The hospital sent her home. Yesterday, she got in my aunt's car, went back to the hospital. On the way back to the hospital and delivered the baby in the car.
Oh, whoa.
No
what
such
kind of
thing.
Car? What kind of car?
It was what kind of car?
It was probably either a Lexus, a Mercedes, or a Jaguar.
Damn
it,
man.
So there's no man. There's no such thing.
That baby going to be hard to please, man.
There's no such thing as being prepared for the birth of a child.
Right.
I've seen two done, and I still ain't prepared.
No. So my mental. So all right, gotcha.
So preparedness. When you say preparedness, are you talking about financially? You talk about emotionally. You talk about spiritually. You talk about physically. You talk about mentally. When you say you're prepared,
Well, Dwell was asking mentally where I'm at.
Absolutely.
Mentally.
Yeah. So what I'm saying.
So what have you prepared mentally to have a child?
For all things.
No. Okay, so you prepare for the worst. What is the worst in your imagination?
The worst thing in my imagination can be that we get to birth, and in the middle of the birth, and we birth this baby, and they take the baby out.
And the baby ugly?
No. She's
that's
she's,
the worst thing that you can think of?
I haven't got there.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
No, Chris is
this
beard.
Is a
Chris
Philly
is
motherfucker right here, boy.
I mean,
boy, that is a Philly response.
But serious talk. But the worst mentally is worst is I'm just preparing myself to be there for her mentally.
Who?
Just
who's
for
her?
May.
Okay.
Just for anything that would happen, right?
Let me finish. No, when you walk in,
there's resistance for a reason.
So just say, you know, just for knowing who she is and knowing what she's been through. And say, when I say prepare for the worst, the baby's birthed, and just say after they connect skins and they take the baby back and they clean the baby up and just say something just goes wrong and the baby doesn't make it by times it makes
that's
it.
That's not the worst.
No, not at all.
That's not the worst.
Are we really having this? Do you want to know the worst?
Yes. I can tell you the worst. So, yes. I've lost
because you'll have
before.
To sign the paperwork.
I've literally lost.
I don't think you guys actually listening. I'm saying
you're
this.
Saying after the baby
okay,
is born,
hang on, hang on.
And
let,
I say
so. There's let, worse things.
Hang on.
So what? Listen, what I said is the baby is born. They give the baby and they make a body moment skin contact. You know, first the baby born, they give it to the mother to make that connection. Right after a couple hours, they take the baby back, clean the baby. And the worst thing that could happen to me at that point, if they take the baby and the baby so hard so they don't survive after that moment and she don't get to see the baby again.
That's not the worst.
that's possibly the worst.
No, it's not.
If you see your baby, I'll say this,
Christian, let me challenge you.
No. Don't challenge me.
That could be the worst.
Don't challenge me.
Is that not the worst?
No, the worst is when you check into the hospital before your baby is born, the nurse will come to you and say,
your child's not going to make it.
Here's your paperwork you have to sign saying, if you have to choose between the survival of your child or the survival of your wife to be, you'll have to sign off on paperwork that you're prepared to make that decision.
Okay.
That's the worst.
Fair enough.
So when it comes to that, if that comes to that,
that's the worst.
So this is if it comes to
that. You got to be prepared for that.
Can I ask you a question? In my mind frame, if there was to come to that,
but that's what I'm saying.
But you have a chance to talk it over, though?
No, time out. I've done this twice. I'm the most experienced in this situation.
But I'm about to, you explain it, but I'm saying it mentally. What mentally you said, I'm prepared for that. If that's to come, so therefore, I will have to prepare mentally to have that conversation.
If you have not discussed that with your wife to be now, you are not prepared for the worst. Because my wife and I had
you
to
saying,
have.
A, so you're again, you say I don't know shit.
What is the name of this podcast?
Yes. Yeah.
Bro, we know this at the beginning, but now it's so clear.
Time out.
No, you don't know shit.
I ain't finished.
You're like the plug.
Yeah, I ain't finished. What I'm saying is, my wife and I had to have a conversation before we got married. We were in marital counseling before we got married. And we said.
This is good nuggets.
We said,
appreciate it.
We're not going to have kids for 5 years. And I said, all right, cool.
We said three.
Let me let you know. I said, babe, I'm never going to ask you for a child because I ain't got to push it out. So you got to come to me and tell me when you're ready.
That stick is good.
Can I ask you a question?
So with that said,
nice, you like that.
I had to have a conversation with my wife, OB, where she said, Christian, are you prepared to make a decision if it comes down to it? Because the doctor delivering your child is not your child's doctor.
Okay, so let's talk about
the doctor. The doctor delivering your child is your wife's doctor.
She said, are you ready to make that decision? Christian,
she asked me if I was ready to make that decision.
This is the reason why at the baby shower you said you need to call me so we can talk.
Let's talk about it. Because when
on the podcast, right?
Absolutely.
Now,
when
I can't publish that.
Let's get personal with that shit. Let's get personal with that. Publish it or not, you need to listen to this.
No, it's good conversation. Because when it comes down to it, your doctor, your wife's doctor, your OB is going to look at you and say, Ray, do I or don't I?
Okay, so Christian, can I ask you a question?
Here's your choice. Here's your choice. The survival of your child or the survival of your wife. Do I or don't I?
I will let her raise it.
No.
No,
it's your decision.
You can't.
Your wife has an epidural in. She's been pressing that button. She's doped up. It's you.
I'll take the kid.
No, it is you.
So I think, and actually,
it is you
talking now. Now that we have this.
You hold two lives. You hold two lives in your hands.
So I'm glad, not to minimize you. So Kristen,
that happened. That happened.
Speak on it.
That happened.
I know, but that's why I was getting there.
But that's why I didn't want you to speak on it because you did it in real life.
Wait, for sure. That's why I want you to speak on it because you have a very one-sided perspective on this. No, you have a very one-sided perspective on this.
I know you did it.
You have to be prepared.
So listen.
I have to do it. D had to. I have to do it. I had to prepare myself mentally to say if my wife can't make a decision that's in her best interest, I have to.
So I have to decide. So me being the person I think I will take as far as myself and the decision that I believe that I will make is I will actually choose Megan's life because why?
Over your child?
And I would choose her life because in the spiritual realm.
No, not spiritual. No.
I'm talking about me. Listen. In a spiritual realm, I believe that God does things for reasons and put things in its place. But I believe that life can be reincarnated and the life of that. But for that, for me personally, hold on, before you get it, personally, I believe that the love that I would have for her and share with her, I couldn't live without her.
Okay.
I don't know you, man.
I don't know you, bro.
No.
I couldn't live without her
because this is the realest you ever wrote.
And listen, because I couldn't live
as a child, man.
I couldn't live without her because
who cares about how you live? It's your child.
Okay, hang on. I can tell you something from experience.
Let me reclaim my fucking poise, man.
If I don't take
the word says you leave your parents to find the one as a man.
No, hang on. This is where
Christian. This is where it needs to be at as
the
far as
the line needs to be drawn.
Hell yeah.
And if you have not had this conversation,
ooh, it's hard to have.
It needs to be had.
Because guess what? I would choose her. I didn't have his conversation, but I've had a similar.
I would choose her life because
you have to.
I would choose her life because as I say, you leave with your parents.
So what time are you going to counseling
to be with your wife?
Because I'm going.
No,
you and your wife are one.
You and your wife are one.
You leave your parents to be with your wife and your own. I believe in the word. Your wife is your other half, and you leave your parents to be with your wife. Regardless if you're male or female.
Your child. Who's lost a child at this table? Right.
I've lost a child.
I've been blessed.
I've literally lost. I had a son that would have been 10, but 11 years today.
No, man. When I started this podcast, you don't know shit.
If it's her or him,
I had a purpose.
Or her.
When I told you, Ray, you need to call me so we can chop it up.
That's there.
I had a purpose.
I could never let a child. I couldn't. No, man. A child dies versus me live.
So here's the thing.
Like, if I just happen to live,
but you don't have. But you can't do any. Okay.
She's gone,
so,
bro.
Hey, listen.
She's gone 10 times
there's
over.
There's nothing you can do.
Because that's a child being born into the world, man.
But that's the thing.
If I can take the place of it, do that shit.
But you can't.
But you can always have another
child.
Not necessarily.
I've done it. I chose my words very specifically. Corey, I understand your name. But guess what, if someone that I was with was having my child,
she could not survive, or like there was a possibility that she couldn't survive. I'd be like, "You're gonna have that child."
Okay, so there's no question. Nobody's judging. That's fine. But understand the frame of reference.
When we started this conversation,
absolutely,
Dwelvin said,
"Yeah,
my daughter is God."
Absolutely.
So imagine having to choose between what you believe to be God
and who's producing.
And
so you just choose God then, right?
And the production of God.
No.
If you believe in a godly force,
what is beyond
God? Okay, so hang on. Let me give you
what is beyond God.
Hang on. Let me give you some reference. Me and her mother are not married.
Man, y'all are dirty.
Yeah.
No conversation.
This is some serious shit.
No, for real. Me and her mother are not married.
You always on the real podcast.
So let's just assume. Let's go back to 2016.
And when, when I bite your reference,
she's delivering my baby. It's not always. And she's dying.
This is actual shit.
And we're not married. The young lady that you see in there right now,
baby Rara,
is literally life in the balance.
I've lost
a baby.
Let me preface this. I have literally lost a child. I've lost it. I've heard the screams of my son, and I've heard him die out. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get too real.
But no, get real as shit.
But that's what we're doing, bro. Natural. That's 10 years before. Do it all. But when it comes I will tell you what my mother told me about this woman. Give me that. You can give me this here. There you go. Appreciate it. I love that child in there, I love to death. But I will tell you this, though. If it was her and her mother,
what'd you do with the crown?
We killed it.
You took it back inside?
No, he brought it out.
I got another bottle.
I hear you.
My mother told me when I got with her, she says, listen, you have two things to do with. He says, you need to protect her at all costs.
Who's her?
Erica Janice Birdsong.
Corey, I know you don't believe in the word, but the word is your wife is.
I am not okay. married to First. The... Listen to me. Everything. I'm not married to this woman in here. But guess what? When I made a vow to God, I said, even though we're not married, I'm going to do everything.
Y'all married.
Everything that I said I was going to do as far as me and her being together. Do I intend to marry her?
Absolutely.
She's the mother of my child. I have a child in there right now. But if it was her or my baby girl at the beginning, I was there for the birth of my child. I watched the doctors take things out of her body. Literally. Literally take things out of her body and throw it on the floor. It was
the placenta,
afterbirth, and all. Yeah, that but it was essential to her being better than what she is now.
It's a rude.
But I watched renewing. Her. I watched them tell me, say, "Oh, I said, man, what is that?
You don't need that shit."
No, literally, they were throwing the shit on the floor. I said, "Whoa, hang on."
It's funny that because we was talking about this in the class.
That shit is for
like
real.
That
shit is for real.
They were talking they were talking about it in the class that I just finished. Yeah, it was like they're gonna be taking things out and you're gonna be like, whoa, do you need that? Do you need this?
Bro,
like
I was there for her.
And I thought about you when they were saying that in the class.
My natural born mother said, you have two things that you need to do with your life. She said, you need to protect that girl and you need to raise your family. And I said, all right, cool.
Yeah, protect that child.
No.
No,
she didn't say protect.
The child is second.
She said protect
the child
your family.
And second and to the child?
Absolutely.
The eye of God, your wife.
No.
Because you all were like, we lived longer, right?
And the eye of God,
we'll disappear through all the bullshit to children.
The eye of God,
listen, let me put it into perspective.
How can they be more important?
And the eye of God.
So
who the fuck is God,
bro,
man.
My
that's
mother.
What we've been linear, getting at.
Listen.
But you're thinking of it in
the slave God that we were taught to believe. That Christian slave God that we were taught.
No, we're not talking
about slaves.
We're not talking
about like that's
God
not that's not what our history. That's not our culture.
God
Corey,
is not the
Corey.
God of only Christians.
You're fucking Christian God is not our
God
culture.
God is not the only
that's
God of
fucking
Christians.
White. That's a white man.
God is the God of all.
Let me get this off.
No, time out. Because my name is Christian.
God is not an expert. I'm sorry, man. I fucking went there. That is kind of how I feel about Christianity. That is a slave to a lady.
Somebody that you, let me bridge methodologies. So, Corey, I agree 100%. New life is the most valuable thing
in the world.
In the world, outside of what brings new life.
If you kill the tree,
we have plenty of what brings new life, though.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'll tell you.
No, that's a root. Time out.
Ray, time out.
New life is the most important thing outside of.
New life is the most important thing outside of anything because there is always there's never any guarantee on whatever tree that came from may not be able to produce the same
thing. Talk about it, king. So you're just gonna be like, oh well, you know.
I mean, you're taking a bet. Okay. But yet you already have something that is ready to come out. To the world, what is something you should be willing to give up everything for? What if you birth something? What if you birth? Hold on, question.
If you birth something that can't reproduce new life.
Well, I mean, that's anything. You're never gonna know that until it's already done, though. You're not gonna know that.
Let me ask you a question.
You're not gonna know if what you birth is fully functional, maybe it has mental problems.
Let me ask you a hypothetical. There's all kinds of shit, man.
But like, you have to
hypothetical.
Hope. How do things become in danger?
Listen, hang on, because I'm putting it on you real quick.
God damn.
Yes, it's coming to you.
I'm gonna try and bring it back. I'm gonna try and keep you out of this because you're the host.
You get a young woman pregnant,
Sugar Ray, Dwelvin, okay, Kristen, and infamous Corey.
Young Corey. I'll tell you what the vow that I made to myself, and this is just me. Corey's gonna get in a relationship,
and looking at the woman's side eye like.
Shit, you die and you out. What you talking about? No, but Corey, hang on. It's not a joke now. Hang on. Corey, why he laughing? He's gonna be in the same position in about 2-3 weeks.
It's not a joke now.
But I'll tell you this though, as a man, I said, listen, Erica had my child. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I have to. I tell her this on a regular basis. Y'all have to survive me. You have to.
We needed the rest of the night. It was a great conversation.
Once you meet a woman who is worthy, mm-hmm, once you meet not even a woman or a cause, once you meet a cause that you're you feel worthy of, you'll die for it. I will die. I literally, in the literal sense, and you can ask her, and she'll tell you, is she like, oh, yeah, her drinking and smoking. I would die for her, and I would die for my child.
See?
On and I'm talking about
tonight. That's beautiful right there.
No, ain't no beautiful. It's the real. And you can add, you can, and I'm not, no.
I mean, because to me, there are very few things that I would ever put my life on the line for, man.
I've not done anything. I will tell you.
My mother? A woman that I love, perhaps. I don't know that. But my mother, I would.
No.
Listen, while your hang mother, on. Let me
really
this
doesn't really make sense, right?
No, like, no.
She,
let me get
she
no,
would really let not him, want
let
me
let him,
do
let
that.
Let him explain that. Let him explain that. Let me get this
one D. One thing
you never gonna forget. You never gonna forget your point. You never gonna forget your point.
I interrupted. And I'm not gonna say anything else. The young lady, this little girl that came out here earlier. Oh, yeah. I've done beautiful. Nothing better in my life. Nothing. And I can tell you, I've hustled. I've done all kinds of stuff. You can.
That's the next podcast. How have you hustled?
We can do it tomorrow.
We can do that. But I can tell you this, and you can ask her mother. I said, I've done nothing better in my life. I've done nothing better. Nothing. We had sex. We had a child. That's my best work ever.
You had a child because of me.
Let's put a little comment back.
No, you ain't publishing none of this. That whole 30 minutes you deleted. No, but I'm going
to... Not to scourge you.
Hold on. Let's get some.
No, shut up.
You're good.
Because guess what? When I was you,
I don't want to go back inside.
I'm going to go right here.
You know, if I go back in there, I don't know what might happen. You got four quarters.
Don't choose that one. So here's my thing.
Hold on, wait.
What's the best thing?
Hold on, give me a second. It's still recording. I just put some.
Married Andrea.
Let's give it a second. I'm just gonna let it get a minute. Was this lady's best friend, even if they don't try. Some lady's chess man, and this was a test that was bigger than him. Some believe it's the nature that is given to men. He had a good gig, a wife, a kid, a decent home. One reason or another couldn't find peace at home. She asked, why do men always act straight? He said, I'm bad, not as bad as Eric Benet. I used to take them out to eat, but they wasn't really eating. So why did Jay-Z get all that flack for calling out Eric Benet, but Common did? Why did Jay get all that flack?
For the same reason for getting flack for the NFL?
Well, can we talk about that? Can we talk about the Jay-Z NFL deal? Did you talk about that yet?
Bro, I'll tell you this.
Listen, guys. So listen. We're gonna wrap that session up.
Yes.
Power of the People show. Black man of Frisco.
Mm-hmm. Black husband
of Frisco.
With the honorary infamous. The honorary husband.
Already.
The husband that ain't a husband.
Power of the People show. We're signing out. It's okay, we'll be back with you guys. Holla.
Good show, man.
So here's my thing.
The ghost in the machine.
Because the physical shit.
We're back on.
It's survival.
Hey, we're back on. Power.
That's hunting and gathering.
Right.
Now, we getting paid millions.
What?
We getting paid millions.
Right. I'm with you. Okay.
By white owners to hunt and gather. As long as we stay in our place as a culture, they'll let a few select make millions as long as the culture don't grow.
As long as we don't.
Where everyone else.
Well, they can't control us no more.
Here in the U.S., what industry do Arab, Middle Eastern people dominate? Here in the U.S., what industry do they dominate? Oil.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Arab, that's a good question. I don't know. In the U.S.?
In the U.S., they don't dominate oil.
Probably IT.
You said Middle Eastern?
Middle
IT,
Eastern.
Right?
No, they don't dominate IT.
Contracting.
No. In the U.S.?
Oh, Middle East.
Oh, gas station.
Middle Eastern.
I don't know.
Fucking
man.
Gas stations.
That goes back to oil.
Time out. No, it don't go back to oil. You know who owns more oil than any other country? BP, British Petroleum.
Right. But what I'm saying is.
So,
US,
time out.
When it's controlling the gas stations, it's controlling the.
What he's trying to say is they aren't. They don't give a fuck about the oil. They own the fucking gas. The supplier. That's the business.
They own the supplier.
No, the not the supplier. No, they own the business, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
So they own the 7-Eleven.
I got it. I'm agreeing with you guys. But I'm agreeing with you guys. So I'm agreeing with you. When I say the supplier, I'm saying it's like a grocery store.
Time out.
They own to give it out. They're the distributors.
Indian Americans. They're the distributors. Indian Americans from India. What industry do they dominate?
IT for sure.
IT. Yeah. But why?
It's all about distribution.
No. Why do people from India dominate IT?
Because we don't want it no more?
No.
Low cost.
No. Because the country of India decided 20 years
they
ago.
They wanted to dominate IT.
20 years ago, they decided everybody in India is going to know how to do IT.
That makes sense.
They made a conscious decision as a country. Filipino.
They got basic education.
Filipino. Ooh. What industry do Filipino people dominate here in the United States?
Music.
Nope.
Muay Thai.
Seriously.
Muay Thai.
Seriously. No. Filipino. What industry do they dominate?
Food.
Nursing.
Okay.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think we got that.
Philippi- no. No. Black people ain't got.
We
black
what?
Black people got.
We don't dominate
no,
any industry.
No. No. Female. I'm talking about.
Female. Actually,
I'm talking
actually,
about.
Do we dominate industry? Female. That's a good question. Do we
That's
dominate?
That's what I'm getting at.
Like trucking?
Maybe, that's what I'm getting
know.
At. What industry?
What industry do we dominate?
Guess what industry we dominate? Athleticism.
Incarceration. No, fuck it.
Athleticism and incarceration.
That's sad, man.
Athleticism and incarceration.
So that
hunting
goes
and gathering,
back.
Survival.
So, Kristen,
that's
goes,
where we dominate.
Kristen, you know what? This is, goes back to what we were just talking about a while ago. You don't know shit.
There we go.
You want me to tell you why you don't know shit? And go back to when I was talking about cultures. And you saying we don't dominate shit because we're the only culture that doesn't have its fucking country. And you just named every fucking culture that has their own fucking country because their country decided what they would dominate. You named,
but guess what we
no,
got?
No. Guess you just named every culture that their country made a decision to dominate an industry. African Americans don't have their own country, so how can we decide what we're gonna dominate? Is that not
we're African, though, right?
No, we're not.
Wait a minute. We're
African.
You're
African, though, right?
Time out.
So we're not African?
No, we're called African. You're an American. You're Black American.
But we're called African American. So
Corey. I got a point. I'm gonna tie in exactly what you're saying.
But hold on. But so before you go there, what you just said is not exactly what we just said.
No,
when you named every.
I'm getting ready to agree with you.
All right.
That's why I said time out.
Damn, that's how you shut Ray up, bro.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to agree with you.
Communication.
No. So
that's
so
HR.
As,
lesson learned right there.
That's an HR spirit.
That's some lesson learned
so,
right there.
As a people,
you gotta understand. You gotta
as a people, we focused on the micro. You know what I mean by that?
The minimum.
Bro, what are you
there you
doing
go.
Over? You scratch boxing over here.
We focused. Like we focused. No.
Listen, gentlemen, listen.
No. Guess what we focused on.
Kristen, but this bro is struggling.
Damn, look at this shit.
Matchbox 20 over here.
We focused on getting a good cigarette.
No,
cigar
guess what
light,
we focused
bro.
On? We focused on what neighborhood in Philly you from. You from North
what
Philly?
What shoes you wearing?
I don't believe that. I'm
you,
sorry.
No, we started this conversation. We started this podcast asking what part of Philly you from. You from North Philly, you from South Philly, you from West Philly.
I missed that
talk
part.
About it, okay.
Who asked that? Point him out.
Dwelvin asked that.
I did.
Point him out.
When we
have a conversation here, what's the first thing you say when you introduce yourself? I'm from Tyler.
Damn.
I don't tell nobody from Tyler unless they ask.
That's
Tyler.
That's Sugar Ray.
That's Sugar Ray. T-Y-L, baby.
What I'm saying is we are proud of the micro.
Well, I can't say that, man.
Yeah, I guess. Because guess what that does? Guess what that does?
But I think...
No, hear me out. You got your point across. I'm agreeing with you.
Well, yeah, you're saying something.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
we focused on the micro. When everybody else,
man.
When everybody else, when every other culture here in the United States that ain't from the United States, where none of these motherfuckers but the Native Americans are from the United States, they're focused on the macro.
No, yes, they are. I definitely agree.
But they are.
I hear you, but they can do that because they know where the fuck they're from.
Time out. Can I ask?
We got a whole.
Excuse my language.
Can I ask?
We got a whole continent we can claim.
What continent?
Did he ask me what continent?
I'm an American, Black American. Tell me what continent.
He just flipped it. 5 minutes ago, you was African American. Now you Black American.
He get ready to say,
"I'm not Black American. I'm American." I pledge allegiance.
I'm a Black American. And Corey just said, "I'm African American." I said, "No, Corey, you're a Black American, right?"
I didn't say. Whoa! I never agreed. I'm an African American. Fuck that.
But then you just asked the questions like. Am I an African American? Why can I not say what country?
Why do people?
Well, yeah, which was yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute.
You were saying like, no, you're not African. I'm like, well, you're not fucking African. I am fucking African American.
So what continent?
My citizenship resides here in America.
What country do you identify?
Unfortunately, because of slavery, all that identity has been wiped out.
Because you want to be able to say I'm from this specific country.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to the argument.
What does a Jewish person who's had their entire fucking family wiped out during the Holocaust say where they're from? Like,
because you can ask them.
What country is Jewish? What country is Jewish?
Yeah, exactly.
No. What? Are you serious?
No.
Do you not know that there were Jews in Poland? What? That there were Jews in Germany? What? That there were Jews.
Come on, Ray.
And guess what country?
But if you're an American,
guess what country they claim?
If you're an American,
Jewish people are focused on the macro. They focused on the macro.
They are definitely.
And if you ask,
the only people that ain't focused on the macro.
That's a question that I wonder.
The only people that ain't focused on the macro.
I got a question.
We the only people that ain't focused on the macro is us.
So let me ask you a question.
Which is interesting.
We argue.
Africans are focused on the macro.
Time out.
African Americans? We are not.
Time out. Time out.
Africans are. Time out. We don't have our own country to stay.
See,
micro. But we're African.
Micro.
You're African?
Yeah.
If a newcomer here from Sudan.
That's my brother.
Exactly. If he asks you like where you're from, and he say I'm from Sudan, what are you going?
I was saying that's my brother.
I'm from Texas. but when he looks at me and I look at him, I say, "Oh, we got ancestry. We got blood.
No,
somewhere down
that's
the line,
not
right?
Africans.
Are you kidding?
Fellas, can I ask? Can I ask you one question? Fellas,
you know why Africans
from Africa? They're like you're American.
You know why Africans don't look at us that way? You know why?
Africans don't look at you that way.
No, it ain't
I've
about.
I've had several Africans come to me and be like, "Are you Kenyan? Are you Nigerian?"
They go to my wife and ask her, "Are you Somalian? Are you Ethiopian?"
And then when I say, "When I'm
because
like, I'm American,
they're trying
like, oh,
to claim us, they want and to, we're quick to say,
thank you,
we're
thank
quick
you.
To say,
you're y'all
thank
proving
you.
My point."
That's why I said I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, so time out. Fellas,
I'm agreeing with you.
My point is, does this say that, like, I know that I have African heritage, but I will not let someone who's African come and tell me, say, hey, because, like, I lost that. Unfortunately, I lost that.
You never had it.
Okay, what do you mean? I mean, I never had it. You're right. But my bloodline, somewhere down the line, right? It was there.
But Corey,
but I lost that. And it's so I.
Corey, the problem is. The problem is
become untethered
because we attach that suffix to our prefix. Because we attach the American to the African,
should we not?
I'm not saying we should or we shouldn't, but I'm saying because we do, our African brothers and sisters say you ain't African. Because we do,
but it's not necessarily.
It gives them some reason
about us.
No, they feel the way they feel about us because this is what we have.
They disowned us.
So, you know how
we disowned ourselves.
You don't know.
Well, they kind of disowned us as well.
No, we disowned ourselves first.
Okay.
Really?
That
no,
like
the so the
saying,
people that were
like
sold as slaves to America, right? Were generally
a
part of African tribes.
Things. And right.
African
like,
tribes bro, gave us up. Listen, but listen, maybe the, perhaps they did they not realize
you,
what
they can't tell you about
they were being, we were right. being
Here's
sold
my
into.
Question
they
to can't make all you this three one. At this table. Right.
So mellow tone. Oh, okay. Oh, very marrow.
Damn, everybody got quiet for you. Nobody's quiet for me.
Hey, man. Listen,
damn,
listen, man.
Very white
listen,
sound.
Listen.
What you got to say, man?
I have a young nephew that's coming into this world. How should he, based on a conversation, identify himself? Father included. Because here's the thing, though. While we're talking about what we think, what we leave is going to be to him. Yeah. So what would you tell?
How does your daughter identify? How are you going to teach your daughter to identify herself?
I can tell you exactly. From
the
rip.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Take
me out.
I'm going to get back to you.
My daughter is going to
identify. Is your situation more complex than all of ours?
You're enjoying the cigar.
Oh, I love cigars, man.
You love this Padron.
I'll tell you.
No, I'm more of a legal provider.
I'll tell you what my daughter exactly. will.
But I know what you like, so I got what you
I like.
Like.
I like that legal. 19, 9.
My daughter 52. will identify with the blackest part of her, which is her daddy.
So, again, focused on the micro.
No. Well, let me expound.
The black is the minimum.
No, let me
expound. Technically, every person on this earth is black.
Well, you know why her
technically.
Name, you know why her name is Ryan?
Let me go get the bottle crown.
Her name is Ryan because it's
you want me to get the slow Joe or the crown?
Get what you need.
Shit, I mean, what man. Do y'all want? I'm gonna bring them right here and put on the table.
Crown and be quick.
The crown? And yeah. I'll bring the slow Joe too.
Yes.
Right. Sugar Ray is going to depart for a second so we can actually finish this conversation.
No, keep it going. Y'all still got it, bro.
Yeah, we're going to finish the conversation now that you're going.
I'll be right
so, hey, show us how you do that sugar drop like that, right? like that.
My child will be identified by her, the fact that she's a woman, and in my own personal opinion, the black woman is God. Absolutely. My younger brother.
See, you about to get into a whole nother situation.
Okay, let me expound.
That's different.
Because in my opinion, God is a woman.
Well, let me expound. My younger brother said.
My opinion, God doesn't exist.
Okay. Woo! Well, hang on.
Watch out there now.
Well, hang on.
Oh, shit. I shouldn't have said that publicly.
Well, hang on.
Watch out there now.
Well, hang on.
Fucking slow and low, goddammit.
Hold on.
Yeah,
I should
my
never
younger
have said that.
Said,
I didn't mean to
say
that.
Say?
Let me backtrack.
God don't exist.
Let me backtrack.
Well,
no.
Stand your ground.
Hey, my mom.
Well,
stand your ground. You in Texas. You can stand your ground out here.
Hey, listen. I'm be honest with you.
I'm not armed, though, man.
Listen.
I'm armed for you.
Listen.
I got the Glock 43 in the garage.
Hey,
I got the shotty in there. I got my Galil, my Israeli. I got my Israeli down the street.
You motherfuckers ain't invading this house, motherfuckers.
I got my CHL in my pocket.
I ain't got no CHL, but I got a chopper.
As long as we're in your yard, we
got a chopper in my apartment right now. I'll blow up a block.
So let's get back to you.
So my child,
threw that out there, huh?
My younger brother, before I had a child, before I had kids,
fucking slow and low, bro.
Yeah, right.
my brother is
got
27,
on that too, so
28.
You ain't on an island completely by yourself. But go ahead.
My brother's 28. He said, when I had my daughter, he says, the only species of
where are we at with this though?
Let him finish his thought, okay, man. Right, damn, okay. Right?
What? You missed a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Don't come in here interrupt this shit because you got to catch up.
My daughter,
is the pot of people. Shit.
Okay, so let me give you background.
Long story, less long.
The premise was, I said, out of all the ideologies that we discussed at this table, what can I relate to my nephew? And the same way I relate to my daughter is, she is the, to me, black woman is God. To me.
So what if God doesn't exist?
If it doesn't exist, then this is fine. exists to who? Let me clear it up. He says, what if God doesn't exist?
But you just use that. You're just using that as a phrase as meaning that your daughter is of the highest pedestal that you can possibly put her.
No,
right?
Not at all.
No?
No, not at all.
You literally mean like she's a god. Like you mean that figuratively and
my literally. Exact words were the black woman is God because there's nothing on this earth.
Her voice sounded like come.
There's nothing on this earth that can reproduce and you what can laugh. Hey, listen, laugh at me if you want to.
Mexicans reproduce like a motherfucker though.
No,
you know why?
He's absolutely right.
But you know why though?
Because they say that love makes you grow.
I like that. But because women, listen.
I'm listening. I'm not responding.
Long story less long.
I'm not even responding. I'm listening.
Okay. So let's just assume you don't. There's no God. Let's assume there's no God.
Let's just talk on what you believe, man.
My child, when I'm gone.
Whatever you believe, man.
Yeah, absolutely. My child, when I'm gone, is going to reproduce my lineage. That's a fact. That's a natural fact. Whether you agree how she does it, in what manner she does it, but that's a fact. We have four men sitting at the table talking, drinking, smoking. We can't produce
shit.
Nothing.
We can produce shit.
At all.
We can produce shit.
Yeah, you can.
That's about it. Literally.
You might be able to, you know what I'm saying?
There's entire landfills filled with this shit, man.
No. What I'm saying is... you got here by your mother.
I think you're on it. Speak on it.
The black woman is God. I'm sorry.
And what I think you're saying, right, is that, you know, a woman, you're saying a black woman. I'll just say generically, a woman produces life, right?
Absolutely.
They produce another human being.
Mm-hmm.
Man plays a very small, minuscule role in helping that come to reality.
I'll disagree to agree.
I feel like we play a very small role, and the majority of the role is the woman who nurtures, they literally carry the child in their belly. What is the last thing
you've done for 9 months consistently?
Drink.
I was gonna make a fucking joke like that. He stole it from me.
What is the last thing that you've done consistently for 9 months that not only
pay my
affects
fucking
you,
rent?
But guess what?
Get a haircut every week.
Pay that fucking rent, fam. So I don't get fucking.
But guess what?
I don't become homeless.
If your mother didn't exist, you wouldn't have a rent to pay.
I would not.
So, right. I got
you're
your point.
Damn skippy.
So
damn
black skippy. Woman is God because life itself.
But that doesn't make any sense, right? It's not black. Like literally,
no. It
what
is
black, black women do is what women do, not black women. Like women
no,
literally
black
have
women.
Children.
Black women.
Oh, why is it? Why is it?
Hold on, black women. Oh, I'm gonna argue.
So, white women don't have children.
Indian women don't have children?
Court.
Hey, I want y'all. So listen, man. I'm just gonna chime this part out with my boy. Right? Come and say this part right here.
God moves.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Here it is.
I was rolling around in my mind. It occurred. What if God
was a her?
Hey. Would I treat her the same? Would I still be running game on her? In what type of ways would I want her? Would I want her for a mind or a heavenly body? Could be out here bogus with someone so godly if I was.
Okay.
Would I still be wanting my ex? The lies, the greed, the weed, the sex. Would you be ashamed to give a part of my check?
All right. I still don't understand at all.
Women have children.
I can connect it for you.
Any women of any scientifically
speaking.
Thank you.
Scientifically speaking.
By science.
the first upright walking human being, Homo sapien, originated in Africa. Okay. Do you agree? Do you agree? Disagree? Anybody disagree?
I feel like it's anybody
disagree.
I don't think I'm don't disagree.
Oh, okay. Wait, okay. No, hang on.
No. I got
he
you.
Said
I got,
it's relevant.
No, he said he said irrelevant. I'm gonna work through that thought. So, whether you agree or disagree, the life as we know it started in Africa. It did not grow out of a man. It grew out of a woman. Life grew out of a woman.
Potentially.
So were you saying
potentially
that?
How?
So,
potentially.
So not an Adam and Eve.
Time out.
So you guys are not talking about.
I'm not talking biblically. No, I ain't talking biblically.
I mean,
what I'm saying is.
From our understanding of things, right? How do you know that there were not men that already existed?
Fam, you can look at it now. Go fuck another dude. Hey, go fuck another dude, see if you get a baby.
That's not what I'm trying to say.
What are you talking
about?
I'm not
trying to say that. That's God not damn. like I am giving credence and respect to our current like biology, right?
So
that makes sense.
We're not talking.
What we know of the world right now is that women have babies.
So what's
what you don't know, right? Like you don't know what the past is. We don't. None of us really know where we.
That's
why
I'm saying.
How are you arguing my point is that you don't know,
right?
No one knows. I can prove it.
You only know the very beginning of anything written by someone. But you don't know what about what existed before.
So what is your argument to me?
My idea is that
black woman is God.
That doesn't even
that
no one is God to me.
No.
There's
not
a black woman that's God. There's not a black man that's God.
But you're talking.
But
you're talking.
To me, that's like a ridiculous thing to say that some particular ethnicity or anything is God. Let's reel it.
So it's not that Corey don't believe in God. Corey believes in God and higher power. He doesn't believe that.
Do you?
So express to him what
I do. I don't believe that you could ever imbue that kind of power on some human being. A woman, a man, are you kidding me?
But what I'm
kidding me? Like I've seen women do stupid ass shit that men do. What?
Exactly.
You're telling me that they're somehow like godly and like men are not godly?
No.
I think you're right. I think you're not here.
They do dumb shit. We do dumb shit. We're all fallible as human beings.
Take a moment.
So I don't like to think about God or anything as being like a particular race,
idea,
ethnicity, anything that is not common to everyone. Okay. God, if anything that God's going to be, it's either a higher being or it's going to be everyone in some type of way.
So you're saying,
but
everyone is
you can't say God is some particular people, right?
If you're thinking of God, does it make it law?
No.
I'm never saying anything's law. I don't see.
And I apologize if I'm a person on
DNC.
I'm trying to agree.
You're good.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm the interpreter. I'm the interpreter in this situation. I'm
trying, man. Like, dude,
I'm trying.
You're not HR right now.
No,
here is it. Like, I like this, man. Like,
HR. You're not HR.
This reminds me.
I'm trying to bridge the gap.
When I was in school,
because they arguing the same point from different perspectives.
We had these conversations, and like, it's cool. But like you're grown as adult. We were men,
and
we respect each other. I think, right?
Sure.
So like we can talk to each other directly.
What you talking about?
We can talk to each other directly.
Sure.
My point being is like
I'm
you
not saying
all. There's no one needs to bridge the gap. We can talk to each other directly.
I'm trying to connect the ideology.
My passion.
I'm not trying to bridge the gap in the sense that you disagree with him. I'm trying to bridge the ideologies in the sense that what he's saying, he's not saying God in a higher power. He's saying God in the creation of life.
Absolutely.
Man can't create life.
No, at all.
We contribute to the creation of life, but we don't bear life.
I thought I said that. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bridge the ideology.
No, we're the same
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bridge the ideology.
Yeah, no, no.
Kristen, he's been smoking a cigar. He don't smoke a cigar.
No,
I'm learning, bro.
I'm just trying to tell you.
And he doesn't drink usually brown. He drinks only gin.
No, no. Corey tried to take your spot. Corey tried to take your spot right now. I'm just trying to tell you. Because I like the way he thinks.
He doesn't.
Because what Corey is saying,
intellectual as far as I. Yeah,
my interpretation of Corey's message and Adwelva's message. Here it is.
Oh, hold on. Before you go there. No, that you just said.
What you better say, Ray?
I know you're...
Ray gotta be heard on his podcast. Sugar Ray gotta be heard.
This Sugar Ray checking in, y'all.
I'm gonna finally check in. Kristen, I definitely understand your ideology when it comes to religion beliefs, and I know Corey's
in terms of what religion. I wasn't even going religion,
but no, I'm saying I know your beliefs and I know Corey's beliefs. So when you say,
but I'm not speaking on my beliefs,
I'm trying to bridge ideologies,
and when I say
let me finish. What I'm saying is, when I'm referring to you as like Corey taking your spot. I'm letting you know.
Look at it. I'm gonna pull a Steven.
Hey,
you just said that. And we at your place.
I touched the nerve.
Not as that. I'm pulling Steven A.
We at your place.
I'm pulling Steven A. Okay. Listen here, buddy. Listen. This is my show. Listen here, buddy. I know where y'all come from.
For the audience,
I know where y'all come from. I know both of you.
I know both of you guys.
Can I explain my point?
Let me finish. But I just know that you guys have similar, and it's kind of correlate with each other. I know that you can feel the vibe. I know you can feel the vibe, and you get an understanding of him because you can relate very well to.
So Corey and I are sitting on the same side of the table,
like touching hands.
Literally, we are sitting on the same.
They're literally holding hands. That's a Cowboy fan with a Philadelphia Super Bowl shirt on.
Here you go.
That's the Eagles and NFC.
Come on, bro.
Can I ask a question?
He got on his Cowboy gray. Philadelphia green.
Real quick, can we, fellas, we have a
Corey,
young gentleman.
Corey, welcome to the Black Husbands of Frisco.
We got to find you a wife, Corey. We got to find you a wife.
I didn't know what I was getting into when I came here tonight. Okay.
So, I thought we were just getting the t-shirts on order.
You going to be an honorary member. You going to be like that dude on Sons of Anarchy that ain't got the patch on his back.
Right. But he's there, though. He's there. He's in the
Just got on the best.
Yeah,
he got the best store, but ain't got no logo.
There's that season where he freaks out. He's like, "Hey man, I'm ready. Black, bro.
I'm ready to be in the game." So let me get back to what I was getting back to. Let me bridge the ideologies. So Corey,
Before you get started,
seriously,
you need to save.
We got
to
pause it.
Sugar Ray,
we
got to
pay the
bill
for the commercial. For the commercials.
This podcast is sponsored by
Part of the people we're taking
Diamond.
So how?